from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Life skills and FFA competition. We'll talk about that in a moment. This is TSN News. Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. As a former ag science teacher, what can you tell us about some of the advantages students get from being members of the FFA?
Well, Tony, some folks think that FFA is just about raising and showing livestock. While that's a large part of it, there are many other advantages to becoming active in the FFA. FFA and the Ag Science Program in Texas schools provide students with numerous opportunities to develop skills in agriculture and prepare them to be leaders throughout their life.
How about an example?
Sure, Tony. FFA works to prepare students for their future and possible careers. So, each year, FFA members are encouraged to get involved in a wide range of competitive activities known as career development events. On a national level, there are 24 events that teach students skills relating to everything from farm business management to mechanics. Students have a chance to compete as individuals as well as a team.
What happens at one of these events?
Well, they're just like other sports, Tony. Let me give you an example in the floriculture event. Students learn to identify many different plants and flowers while also gaining an understanding of the characteristics and function of each plant. Another event teaches students how to prepare an interview for a job. They're learning lessons to last a lifetime, Tony.
How long do students prepare?
Well, it's just not an overnight thing, Tony. For most events, students practice for months. And if they're lucky enough to make it to the national level, FFA members will have practice for 9 to 12 months before competing. Learning to prepare and compete in these events is just one way that FFA builds skills for a lifetime. And it's just another way that Texas agriculture matters.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Now this.